This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A proposed initiative backed by Colorado's oil industry has a spot on the November ballot. If approved, it would require extensive economic impact statements above future ballot measures. Each would summarize the policy's estimated effect on jobs, tax revenue, and GDP. Backers say it's meant to improve governance by offering economic transparency. Meanwhile, critics warn it will overload future ballots and scare voters away from progressive policies and environmental protections. A jury in Georgetown continues deliberations in the trial of the former Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy who shot and killed Christian Glass. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Prosecutors say Buen made all kinds of critical mistakes on the scene when communicating with Glass. He escalated when it was unnecessary, and he used force when Glass wasn't posing a threat to anyone. Defense attorneys say Buen was trying to determine whether Glass was driving under the influence, and he was responding to the fact he had a knife in his car, which they say posed a potential threat to other law enforcement officers on the scene. Glass had told law enforcement about the knife when he called 911 for help after crashing his car on a mountain road. Buen is charged with second-degree murder and a couple of misdemeanors. A jury in Clear Creek County has been deliberating since noon on Wednesday. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The National Weather Service says there's a risk for tornadoes for five eastern Colorado counties until 9 p.m. Federal forecasters say the risk is expected to increase over the next couple hours in Washington County, Cheyenne, Kit Carson, Phillips, and Yuma counties. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.